Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory's Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody. That's right. Welcome, everybody, all of y'all, to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk baseball. Let's talk Major League Baseball.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root for the home team.
Yeah. Well, Las Vegas and everybody around the world, let's talk Major League Baseball. All right. Right now, the baseball teams are jockeying for position, getting ready for the playoffs. I think they have about 2 months left in the season. But right now, the standing is as follows. In the American League, the New York Yankees are in first place. The Houston Astros are in second place. The Minnesota Twins are in third place. The Boston Red Sox are in fourth place, and the Tampa Bay Devil Rays are in fifth place. And that's the standing as of current for the American League. And now the standing for the National League as of today, July 9th, 2022. All right. Well, we have the Los Angeles Dodgers are in first place. The New York Mets are in second place. The Atlanta Braves are in third place. The San Diego Padres are in fourth place. And the Milwaukee Brewers are in fifth place. And that's how the teams stack up right now in the middle of the season, getting ready to go into the end of the season for the playoffs. So that's Major League Baseball as it stands right now. And the teams are jockeying for position. So that's Major League Baseball in Gregory's Sports Report. Now, for G-Money's news report, we had a situation yesterday where the Prime Minister of Japan was running for re-election as the prime minister. And he was out on a campaign trail, and he was giving a speech, and somebody shouting, the prime minister in Japan was assassinated yesterday while he was giving a speech to his crowd about his thoughts and his desires about being the prime minister again for the nation of Japan. Wow, that's outstanding. That's amazing. I think they're taking points from the United States and all the shootings we've had in the U.S. of A. But that's G Money's news report right now for today. So now let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. When I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there, and they were having a two-on-two basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, Warren, we signed up to play as a two-man team. And I was the shooter, and he was a little taller than me, and he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot, and I would score. And we kept playing like that through the tournament, and we ended up winning the tournament, and we got $100. And so we went to Jack in the Box. Like I say,
You gotta love it,
G, money. That's right. Pimp crazy. Playboy crazy. Like I said, that's G, money. G, money. He's pimp crazy. Playboy silly. You gotta love it. Gotta love it. Like I said, I'm doing a deep. Since the day I was born, money. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. Money.
I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Like I said, money. G money. Like I said, G money. Like I said, G money. Like I said, G money.
Everybody's got a little light under the sun, under the sun, under the sun, under the sun.
When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses. And I was like, really? Meet your boss? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order. And you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm inviting everybody to participate in Sarah High School's fundraiser. They're having a golf tournament at Washington Golf Course on July 22nd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
to raise money for the tuition.
That's July 22nd at 11 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m. in the evening. So join the fundraiser and help Sarah High School raise some money. It'll be a day that you'll truly appreciate.
So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
For more information, call 310-910-5414. That's 310-910-5414.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G-Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin. For your networking pleasure, the more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a story to share with you. But before I get to the main story of the day, I want to share a small story with you. There was a man that was sitting in the bar, and he was sitting at a table, and he was laying across the table, and the bartender told one of the guys sitting at the bar, look at that man. Mr. Brown is just drunk. Look at him. He's laying all over the table. He's drunk. Can you do me a favor? Can you give him a ride home? Because I think he's had too much, and he needs a ride home. And the guy said, sure, I'll give him a ride. And then the bartender wrote down the man's address and gave it to the man. And he got up and walked over to the table and tried to lift the guy up, and he lifted him up and stood him upright. And then the guy just fell down to the ground and was laying on the ground. So the man picked him up again and kind of put him across his back, and he walked him out to his car, and then he stood him by the car, and then he opened the door, and the man slid down on the ground. And the man reached over and picked him up again and put him in the car, opened the door and put him in the car so he was sitting down in the seat. And then he closed the door and went around to the driver's side. And he unlocked the door and got in and drove the man to his house. And when he got to the house, he walked around the car, opened the passenger side, and then pulled the man out the car. And the man stood up, and then he dropped to the ground again. And the man was like, oh, this is ridiculous. So he reached down and pulled the man up and had him in a standing position. And then he was walking him to the front door of his house. And then he leaned him against the door and he knocked on the door. And his wife answered the door and he said, ma'am, is this your husband? And she said, yeah, that's my husband. And he said, well, I think your husband had a little too much to drink. So he's really not able to hold himself up. So I brought him here and I carried him to the car and I carried him to the front door. And now I'm leaning him against the door so that you can take him from here. And the lady said, oh, well, that was nice of you to bring him home, but I have one question. Where's his wheelchair? Duh, duh, duh. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Let's go to the main story of the evening, the afternoon. I recorded this story for your listening pleasure. So sit back, get you something cold to drink since it's 100 degrees out here in Las Vegas. Get something cold to drink and get some snacks, some chips or some nuts or some popcorn, and put your feet up, put your head back, and relax for this interesting story that I recorded for you to listen to. So DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So, G Money has been the homeless chef, and he's been preparing stew and soup for everybody, and they've been coming through, and they've been donating money to contribute to Gregoryville. And when G Money was going out, and he was collecting cans, he was going dumpster diving, and he'd go to Taco Bell, and he'd get the bag of burritos and the bag of tacos that were thrown out every night. And then he'd go across the street to Church's Chicken, and they would cook like 200 pieces of chicken for the day. And if they didn't sell all those chickens, all the chicken that they didn't sell, they would wrap in a bag and they would put it in a box and put that in the dumpster. So when G Money went over there to get cans, he would find the box and he'd pull the box out and it would have a big bag of chicken. And he'd have like 40 pieces of chicken. And he would take that back to his camp with him. And then he was going and doing dumpster diving at like Pizza Hut and at Domino's Pizza. And he had gone in and talked to the managers and found out that people were calling and ordering pizzas, but they weren't picking them up. So they were considered canceled orders. So he was going in, and the manager was giving him the pizzas. And it may be 3 or 4 large pizzas that were ordered, but they weren't picked up. So Pizza Hut would give him the pizzas. And then he'd go to Domino's, and he'd get 3 or 4 pizzas at Domino's, and he would take the pizzas back to the camp and feed everybody in the camp pizza. So this happened on a daily basis, especially when the soup and the stew ran out. They would get pizza to eat. And they would get burritos and tacos and chicken to eat. So my food was always available at the camp in Gregoriesville. He made sure everybody ate. So that was the good thing about Gregoriesville. There was always food around. And if they didn't get any food from the dumpsters, or from Pizza Hut or Domino's Pizza, well, Gregory was getting money from selling his cans so he could go into the supermarket and have a box of hot dogs. I think you get 80 hot dogs in a box, and he would cook hot dogs on the grill and buy a couple of loaves of bread, and you could come get a couple of hot dogs with bread. So you would have some food to eat. So every day, the people in Gregoriesville ate well. And that was the best thing about being in Gregoriesville, because everybody donated to the benefit of Gregoriesville, and the more people that came, the bigger the homeless camp came, and people would be very happy that they were there, that they had a place to come to, and they could set up camp and have a place to sleep at night and have food to eat during the daytime. And one day we decided that we were going to have a picnic in the park, in Walnut Park. So I went to the store, G Money went to the store, and bought a bunch of hot dogs, and bought some bread, and bought some chicken, and we had potato chips, and corn chips, and tortilla chips, and punch, and we went to the park, and we cooked the food in the barbecue grills at the park, and we found out that the light post at the park that was by the cabanas where the picnic tables were and the grills were, the lights had plugs in them. And we plugged our radio in, and the radio worked, so the plugs were hot. And somebody went and brought their TV out and plugged the TV in. So we were watching TV. And all day, we were listening to the radio, and we were watching TV, and people were eating the food. It was a beautiful day. The picnic was great. And later on that night, a lot of people had gone home, and G Money was laying on a blanket. He had brought a sleeping bag, and he was in the sleeping bag with one of his female friends. In fact, it was two girls in the sleeping bag, and one of them was asleep, but the other girl was laying there with G Money, and they had put a blanket over them, and they were just watching TV. They were waiting for the 11 o'clock news, and they were smoking some weed. They had an aluminum pipe that they had rolled up and had put some weed in the pipe, and they were smoking the weed, and they were sitting there watching TV. And all of a sudden, two cars pulled up on the grass and rolled up on them, and they were looking like, what's going on? What are these cars doing on the grass? And it was the park patrol. It was the park rangers that were riding up on us, and they came and they gave G Money a ticket for using the electricity in the park, because he was watching TV, and they gave him a ticket, because he said that he was the one that had the picnic out there, and he had invited all his friends to come and participate in the picnic, and all of a sudden, you know, people had gone home, and he was still laying there, and he had the shopping cart with the extra potato chips and the extra hot dogs and whatever wasn't cooked that day. It was sitting in the bag in the shopping cart from the store. And he tried to explain to the park rangers that they had been out there having a picnic. So how could it be illegal for them to use the plug at the park? Because they were using the plug and they were watching TV. So the park ranger gave him a ticket and he had to go to court. But that was the end of that day. And everything was everything in Gregoryville. That was another day. And that's how we lived in Gregoryville. For 3 years we lived like that.
Hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm inviting everybody to participate in Sarah High School's fundraiser.
They're having a golf tournament
at Washington Golf Course on July 22nd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
to raise money for the tuition.
That's July 22nd at 11 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m. in the evening. So join the fundraiser and help Sarah High School raise some money. It'll be a day that you'll truly appreciate.
So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
For more information, call 310-910-5414. That's 310-910-5414.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a short joke for you, a story that I reserved especially for this moment. And it goes like this. There were 3 women that were put in front of a firing squad. And they were blindfolded. And the master of the squad asked them if they have any last words. And one of the girls said, "No, I don't have any last words." And she was a redhead. So she said, "No, I don't have any words. I'm going to take it like a woman." And the master of the firing squad said, "All right. Ready, set." And when they got ready to say fire, she said, "Hurricane, hurricane, hurricane." And everybody took off and ran for their life. They ran for protection. And she got away and didn't get shot. So they put a brunette up against the firing squad. And they blindfolded her and asked her if she had any last words. And she said, "Nope, I'm going to take it like a soldier." And they said, "All right, ready, aim." And she said, "Tornado, tornado, tornado." And everybody ran for cover, and she got away. Well, they put the blind lady up against the firing squad, and they blindfolded her and asked her if she had any last words. And she says, "No, I'm gonna stand here and take it, and I ain't going to say a thing." And they said, "All right, ready, aim." And she said, "Fire, fire, fire." I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Boy, being blind is dumb. They're dumb blondes. All right. There was a blind lady that lost her job because of the pandemic. And she decided that she was going to start her own business. And she was going to work for herself. So she decided she was going to be a handy woman. And she went and printed some flyers. And with all of these jobs that she said she was willing to do for money. And she went through the neighborhood and passed the flyers out to all of her neighbors. And she got to this one house and she knocked on the door and a man answered the door. And she said, "Here, I'm a handy woman and I'm trying to get some work since it's the pandemic and I'm trying to find a job." And the man said, "Oh, okay. Well, would you like to paint my Porsche?" And she said, sure, I can paint your Porsche. So he gave her a bucket of paint and a paintbrush and told her that she can paint the porch right here in front of the house. And she said, okay. And she left to go paint the porch. And the man's wife came out and said, how much is she charging you to paint the porch? And he said, I don't know. I think she said like $50. And she said, is she aware that the porch goes all the way around the house? And he says, I guess she does. She was standing on the porch when she was talking to me about painting it. So I guess she knows what she's doing. And the lady said, oh, okay. Well, we'll see what happens. So a couple late hours later, the blonde knocked on the door and gave the man the bucket of paint that was unused and gave him his paintbrush and said, okay, I finished your Porsche. And he said, okay. And he looked at the Porsche and he said, well, I guess she did all right. And he gave her $50. And she said, oh, just to let you know, it's not a Porsche. It was a Volkswagen. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, now it's time to go back to the radio show. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand, and she had her pizza in her other hand, and this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand and he took off running. And I lost it.
When I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there and they were having a basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, my god brother, my best friend, Warren, we signed up to play as the two-man team. And it was a two-on-two tournament, and so we went to Jack in the Box. They have tacos, they have burritos, they have hamburgers, they got french fries, they got apple pies at Jack in the Box. I was the shooter, and he was a little taller than me, so he would get all the rebounds, and he would pass the ball to me, and I'd shoot it, and I'd make most of my shots, because I was a pretty good shooter, and I would score all the points for it, and he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot, and I would score. And so we went to Jack in the Box. They got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shake. And then they got all kinds of soda. And Jack in the Box. And we kept playing like that through the tournament. And we ended up playing in the championship round of the tournament. And we ended up winning the tournament. And we got $100. Yes, I was very excited about winning the tournament. We got a small trophy that said we were the number one two-on-two players in the city. And we got $100 to spend. And so we went to Jack in the Box. They got diet soda and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. So the next summer, we went back and we played in the tournament. And I was kind of weak because I hadn't played basketball all year. But my buddy, Warren, he was playing every day. And he got to be really good. So we switched places. I would grab the rebound, and I'd pass the ball to him, and he would dribble around and do the jump shot, and he would score. And so we went to Jack in the Box. But when I was young, they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box, and you could see the clown for miles at Jack in the Box. And we scored a lot, but we didn't beat the championship team that won the tournament. We finished third place to the first two teams that finished first and second. We only finished third place. But we had a good time, and we still won some prizes. South Central is the place that breeds champions. And we celebrated with Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now. But Jack in the Box is still household food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on at Jack in the Box.
This little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand and he took off running. And I lost it. And I took off running after this little boy. And every time I got ready to put my hands on him, he would fake to the right. And I would slide by him. And then I'd start running again. And I'd get ready to grab him again. And he'd fake to the left. And I'd slide on by him. And I'd be like, ooh, I'm going to catch him. And I'd be so mad. And he was running around the school, and he ran into the boys' bathroom. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
We have a store on Storytime with GMoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps. And from beanies to hoodies, yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm inviting everybody to participate in Sarah High School's fundraiser. They're having a golf tournament at Washington Golf Course on July 22nd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
to raise money for the tuition.
That's July 22nd at 11 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m. in the evening. So join the fundraiser and help Sarah High School raise some money. It'll be a day that you'll truly appreciate.
So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
For more information, call 310-910-5414. That's 310-910-5414.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So, welcome everybody to Gregory's Story. Well, now the clock on the wall says that's all. It's close for us to shut it down and to get ready for the weekend. Now, we have baseball games that are going on this weekend, and we got some new football games. The IFL is playing, which is inside football, and we have the AFL, the American Football League, is playing. So you'll find football games on the TV this weekend on ESPN. And you'll find a lot of Major League Baseball will be played this weekend. So there's a lot of sports on TV. And I think the soccer is getting ready to kick off too. And if they haven't finished the hockey playoffs, because I think they were in the main event in the hockey tournament, so there's still hockey games to watch. So you got a lot of entertainment to watch this weekend on your local TV station. So I want to say have a good weekend, and I will see you on the radio on Monday at 3 o'clock p.m. And for all of my listening fans, I want you to know that God loves you. And I love you too. And I guess before we go, I want to say, I guess we can give a shout out to all of my fans and my friends that are celebrating their birthday today. Today is July 7th. Is it July 7th? No, wait. 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, the 8th. July 8th, 2022. So, DJ Papa D, do we have any birthdays that we want to give a shout out to? I get out of here and hit the road, Jack, because I ain't coming back till Monday. You know I'm going out. So, do we?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, G-Money. We have a couple of birthdays today. Ming Blackston has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Ming. Happy birthday to Jackie King. Happy birthday to Jarcella Miller, who is 57 years old today. Happy birthday to Sarah Bo Taylor. I hope it's Bo and not B.O. Taylor. Sarah B.O., because that would be a funny name. Happy birthday to Fernando Acosta. Happy birthday to Sherry Faloye, who's 52 years old today. Happy birthday to Cleveland L. Gibson. Happy birthday to Kim Brewster, who is a Zeta. Happy birthday to Crystal Platt, who is also a Zeta. Happy birthday to Prince Matt, who is 60 years old today. Happy birthday to Marilyn Insatiable Jones, who is a Zeta and 55 years old today. And last but not least, Donald Anderson is 59 years old today. Happy birthday to everyone whose birthday is July 8th, 2022.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. May God give you the grace and the blessings to celebrate another day of life among the ones that love you and the neighbors that care about you. I'm G Money, and I'm wishing you happy birthday very much. And may you have many, many, many more as we celebrate it with the grace of God. I'm going to sing you a birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you act like one too. I couldn't help myself. I had to get that one in there for today, for the first Friday in the month of July. So this is summertime, people. So we're spending our time in the beach. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water and you're staying hydrated and making sure you put that suntan lotion on so you get that good crystal glow. And make sure that you're watching yourself in the heat and staying above the sun or beyond the sun so you don't burn yourself. And make sure you get some suntan lotion on so that you can keep that golden brown look. I know some of you don't get brown naturally like some of us colored people. You're not bright and white and green all night. But anyway, that's another day. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I wish you happy birthday today and the rest of the days in the week. And may you have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Monday. So sit back and relax as it's another day gone by. It's a good day today and a better day tomorrow. I'm out, and I'll see you on Monday. Have a good weekend. Peace. Now, let us pray.
It's Friday night, so everything is popping. I got 10 to spin on the hand, so let the games begin. Yakety yak, don't talk back over stone. Calling up Earl on the car phone. Mac 10 just got out of court, rolling through the hood in the super sport, bumping too short. 18 got the rear view mirrors vibrating, and deep dish dating. You know how we do it, ain't nothing to it but the floss. Overcrowded, Paris and Ross, cause if you fuck with us. Around. dick hang sideways. And that ain't cool, fool, cause it's OJ, throw your neighborhood in the air.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Another day of life.
I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers, even DJ Papa G. I love my mama. I love my dad. Even the one they say is crazy, even DJ Crazy Mac. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only have one dad. It was me, my mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. I'm G Money and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They got me now, 6-5-4-day. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other. They drew their swords and they shot each other.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
G-Money's a pimp, just playing. He's a man, big booty girls run the world. Bigger the headache, bigger the pill. Call me the big pill. And I got girls all over the world. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the pool. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park, on the swing, riding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I was in the 11th grade, and between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, that's right. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed between classes. That's right. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yo all the time. That's right, that's right.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm Dream Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial.
I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here. Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here.
Well, I'm G Money, the pimp count. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.